Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Well, last week it was my turn to review wine. This week it's your turn to review wine.
My turn. I see
two bottles in front of me.
Yes, we have an American rosé made in a French style and an actual French wine. An actual French red. So we'll start with the rosé. We have Tablas Creek Vineyard 2012 Petelin de Tablas Rosé. And this is a blend of 75% Grenache, 20% Mourvèdre, and 5% Cunoise from Paso Robles, selling at about $20 average. Tablas Creek is a vineyard that I like a lot. It's a collaboration between the parent family from Chateau Beaucastel in the Rhone and Robert Haas of Vineyard Brands, who imports those wines. It has a French sensibility, even though it's on American soil. This was one of those rosés that's a little paler in color. It had really bright fruit. It tasted like it was even in a little oak for a while, which was unusual for rosé, but it gave it a different sort of structure. It really almost made it taste more like a very...
a light red?
Structured. I was going to say almost like a white, really.
Interesting.
Even less than a right red. It's an interesting wine. I'm not sure that I loved it, but I enjoyed trying it. The second wine that I was going to share today was the 2011 Domaine d'Aupillac. This is from the Languedoc. It is a blend of 30% Grenache, 30% Cinsault, 20% Syrah, 10% Alicante Bouchette, and 10% Aramon, which I have to say, I've never heard of Aramon. But this is the Languedoc, which is sort of like Italy.
It's the wild southwest
exactly.
of France.
Exactly. Just when you think you've heard about all of the grapes, you hear about another. I love this wine. I actually visited this winery many, many years ago. It has beautiful structure. It's sort of the best of what you can get from the Rhone, with actually even a little more punch, a little more rustic nature, a little more meatiness, and very nice with things off the grill, which is what we're enjoying at this time of the year.
Absolutely. So, two interesting wines, the Tablas Creek Rosé 2012 Petelin de Tablas Rosé, and also the 2011 Domaine d'Aupillac from the Languedoc, the wild southwest of France. They're doing amazing things in the Languedoc. They have their own varieties, and they use other people's varieties. It's a very, very exciting part of
France. It is, and the wine there is getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. As more experimentation happens, and there are no rules, so you can do so many interesting things.
And they're getting winemakers from all over the world coming there to do their experiments.
Because you can buy land for not a bazillion dollars. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. Cheers.